Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you on this Wednesday, October 26th. Tonight is the Citrus Heights Police Activities League Trunk or Treat at the police station here in Citrus Heights, and we will have two trunks there and invite you to attend if you are catching this or watching this on Wednesday. We'll have a trunk for the church and a trunk for our preschool, and that's from 4 to 8 Pacific Standard Time, but I highly doubt if you don't live locally that you would be making your way out to Trunk or Treat tonight, but we hope to see you there if you are local. Please say hi and let us know that you watched Hump Day Hallelujah. I am standing this morning in the entryway to our church here at Ascension, right next to the Luther Rose in stained glass. And I'm doing so because this Sunday is Reformation Sunday. It's an important Sunday in the life of the Christian church, the Protestant tradition, and especially for us as Lutherans. This is the Sunday when we remember that Martin Luther in 1517 posted 95 theses, or talking points, discussion points, on the church door in Wittenberg, Germany. And Luther was really wanting to engage the church in conversation. He was seeking change. He thought that there were things that the church was doing very well, and he was a priest himself and a teacher, and he just wanted to tweak things a bit. And what ended up happening is that the church, the broader church, wasn't happy with what they thought was his dissenting viewpoint, and they excommunicated him. And we come as a tradition out of a result of that occurrence, and which is referred to now as the Reformation. But at the basis, at the foundation of Luther's work there in the Reformation was a desire to encourage the church to focus more clearly on Scripture and what God is saying, was saying, and continues to say through Scripture. You see, the church had lost their way, is what Luther thought, and he thought that we needed to focus back on the basics. And one of the foundational texts that Luther held up then and continues to be held up in churches today comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8, "For it is by grace alone that you have been saved, through faith. There's nothing we, you, or myself could do. It comes as a gift from God." It's a reminder that our salvation, the promise of everlasting life, and the presence of God, our Creator, comes to us as a gift because of God's love for us. There's nothing we could ever do to earn that. There's nothing we could ever do to repay that. God has given that gift. Offer that gift to each and every one of us because God loves us. God loves you and God loves me. And no matter what it is we might have done or we might do, as long as we confess, as long as we trust in God's power to forgive our sins, God welcomes us back with open arms. Sometimes it might appear as though the church is telling you that if you do this or that or the other, that you're beyond redemption, and nothing could be further from the truth. For it isn't the church who makes that declaration. It is God, God's self, who has made that declaration and sent his one and only Son as a means of redemption, of forgiveness for each and every one of us. So on this Reformation Sunday, this Sunday, I invite you to remember that you are a beloved child of God, worthy of God's love, and God offers that love to you as a free gift. There's nothing you need to do except to accept it, and I encourage you to do so. And if you decide to join us in worship on Sunday, I invite you to wear red, for red is the color that we all don on Reformation Sunday in celebration of what God has done through the work of the church, the body of Christ here on earth. So you're welcome anytime, and wear red if you have it available. And if we don't see you Sunday or tonight at Trunk or Treat, I'll look forward to seeing you next Wednesday on Hump Day. Hallelujah.